Hello, and we are Firefox. My name is Jack.
I'm George.
I'm Archie.
And I'm Amy.
Today we're going to be talking about climate change, because it has many serious effects on the world.
Like heat waves, icebergs,
greenhouse gases,
and rising sea levels. First off, let's talk about the ridiculous sea levels rising, like in Pakistan.
That was ridiculous.
That was so stupid. Like,
it's like it went up to people's knees, or even further.
Like, you can literally swim in the streets. Like, it destroyed houses. It's just going to cost us more and more money to fix it. And it's all because of the icebergs are melting.
So, the icebergs melt, which can cause major sea levels.
Yes. And it may be good for, like, all the fish.
But, like, what about the polar bears?
What about the penguins?
Oh, yeah, the polar bears.
All the things that live on the ice, they have nowhere to live. And it's doing it stupidly quick.
Yeah, so eventually, all of them will go extinct.
Yeah. Okay, now on to, like, heat waves. The icebergs are melting. It's all connected because of the heat waves.
Yeah, I mean, in the UK, it got ridiculous above 40 degrees. It's the highest it's ever been.
I know, like, it was so hot.
It shouldn't reach that high in the UK. Okay, maybe closer to the equator, but in the UK, that's ridiculous.
And it's even winter and it's already 13 degrees.
Yeah.
That's hot in winter.
Yeah, but it's been crazy because when it's like minus 6, now then 13.
13 and a half, sorry.
It's changing rapidly. And also, it's because of the greenhouse gases, it's destroying the atmosphere.
And there's a 50% chance that global temperature would hit 1.5 degrees Celsius.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
That is ridiculous. It's going to reach that high.
And so, also, did you know there's more carbon dioxide in our atmosphere than any time in human existence?
I know, it's like, how are we going...
Like, humans have to do something, otherwise... It's not possible to live like that.
COP26 and...
COP27.
It didn't do anything.
No, it needs to make a difference.
Okay, they planted loads of trees. That helps breathing air. But that's not solving the problem. They had that, and then they had a 40-degree heat wave. That didn't help anything.
But talking about icebergs, there's actually more oxygen in oceans than there is in trees.
Is there?
Yes.
Well, if because of a melting icebergs, then it's good for oxygen, but...
But then you have to think about all the animals.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
so
then
there's
also,
really no good side of it.
And all the materials that we're wasting and the earth... Okay, some things are renewable, like energy can be renewable now, but like trees, if you cut them all down just to like build houses again or like destroy the earth...
Yeah,
that won't come back in like another million years to like find stuff because we've mined away at the earth. They've taken all the resources out of it, and they're slowly gonna go down until we have nothing.
And there's nothing we can do anymore. If we keep doing it, we need to do something now rather than just keep waiting and waiting for something to happen.
I know, it's like if we keep on waiting, it's never gonna happen. We need to do something now and now.
Archie, how do you feel about climate change?
I feel that it's quite bad for the environment because...
It's very bad for the environment.
Yeah, it's like in general.
Sea levels, you know, the heat waves.
Yeah.
It's getting too hot.
Too hot, too much water.
Too many problems.
Too many problems, exactly. Like, it's getting ridiculous.
So we need to act now.
Yeah, everybody needs to make a difference. They need to either... Like, if you're going to school, you need to walk,
if you can.
Yeah. Obviously, if you can't, then, yeah.
But there's electric cars, but that still doesn't help because...
That doesn't help everything. Like...
It still uses some types of fossil fuel because of the electric coming through the steam
and
being
burnt. There is, like...
Solar panels.
Yeah, but they're so expensive.
Yeah, they're really expensive. And
that's why people should have got them when they were very cheap.
Yeah, over the years, they might get better. Like,
I don't think they will, though.
The prices will go down.
Yeah.
No,
well,
the prices are going up, though, aren't they?
Yeah, recently, it's going up. But if we sort that out,
then we do have a chance.
We have a chance of making it a better world. But, yeah.
So, what you can do to help is... You can recycle.
Reduce.
Try and walk more places.
Yeah.
Go to local shops.
Use renewable energy. Yeah. Stuff like that. Just little things in everyday life that can help change the world.
Yeah, it can impact the world.
Little things can do big things.
Yeah, little steps. If everybody does something, then hopefully in some time, maybe not in our lifetime, it will change.
So, Amy, do you think climate change will get better or worse?
I think there's a 50-50% chance, but it will 100% get better if everyone makes an impact on it.
I agree.
Yeah, because you can't just have, like, half a world just doing everything they can, and the other half just, like,
doing nothing. Like, even making it worse.
Yeah.
Like, it could change.
Because that won't change it, because if half the world is making it worse and half the world is making it better, it will never make a difference.
If people try now, in 50 years' time, we'll start seeing small changes. I reckon in about 100 years, things will be getting better. 100 years, I would hope maximum, but it might take a bit longer.
Thank you for listening, and make sure to
reduce,
reuse,
and recycle.
Thank you for listening.